You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We had our guest on the show today before, and I just love what this organization is all about, doing such important work in Atlanta.
It's going to be a really fun conversation, and it's another one of our conversations that's going to cure the, Mom, I'm bored.
I don't have anything to do. I know. It's going to be a great conversation. Let's welcome our guest. Her name is Laura Flushi. She's the Executive Director of the Museum of Design Atlanta, or better known as MoDA. Laura, welcome back.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Laura. I appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy kicking off all these great activities at the museum, so appreciate you swinging by. Before we get into conversation about MoDA, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. I have been in Atlanta since 2010. I moved here after spending 15 years living in Rome, Italy. I'm trained as a classical archaeologist, so I was teaching art history and archaeology there, but came back to run the Museum of Design Atlanta, and it's been a lot of fun. We've had the opportunity to essentially remake the organization, and it all kind of holds together because I like to argue that design is archaeology backwards.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, when you think about it that way, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's so cool. Tell us more about MoDA.
Sure. MoDA is the only design museum in the southeastern United States. We are a non-traditional museum, meaning that we don't have a permanent collection. So when you come in, you often see a brand new exhibition. We put on 3 or 4 exhibitions every year, and they look at design at the intersection of creativity and functionality. So acknowledging that designers have a lot of creativity, they make wonderful things, beautiful things. They also have to make things that work in the world, or their design is not a success. We also think about design as being a creative process that inspires change, transforms lives, and makes the world a better place. So our exhibitions and our programs really take design as an agent of change and look at how it is active in our world in addressing the challenges that we have right now.
I get so frustrated about the idea of design because I think most people look at it as Johnny Ive designing the iPhone, and that's what a designer is. We're all designers, are we not? I mean, we have the ability to design our experiences, our lives, our relationships. I love what the museum is all about because I think it's trying to teach us to think that way about ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we all have the capability of designing. Some people will become professional designers with a capital D and make a living from it, but all of us can learn to think like designers. And that, in a way, is what the design thinking methodology is about. It introduces ways of thinking and mindsets that help us resolve the challenges that we face. And those can be things like where to put our couch. That's a really important one, right? I move mine a lot. But they can also be, you know, the same skills can be used to address really important problems, like how do you get water, fresh water, to people who don't have it? So yeah, I think we can all think like designers.
That's a great thought process. So for the little ones who are bored this summer and are, Mom, Dad, I'm bored, what can I do? What do you have going as far as camps?
We have a lot of camps happening this summer. So we offer camps across 4 locations. So some of them take place at MoDA. Some take place across the street from MoDA at the First Presbyterian Preschool. Some of them are in the Georgia Tech College of Design, and some are at the Lovett School. And they are camps that combine STEAM technologies. So kids are learning how to use electronic circuitry or how to code, how to use Minecraft as a design tool, or how to use Lego robotics. But we teach those STEAM technologies to kids in really fun ways, while at the same time teaching them to think like designers. So we're combining design thinking with the STEAM technologies with the idea that you might know how to use a science technology, science, engineering, math, technology, something like that. If you can't use it creatively to address a problem, there's no point in knowing it. So we combine STEAM technology with design thinking.
So these camps, I mean, is it a one-day thing? Is it an ongoing? I imagine the list here is extensive, and it would take us 3 hours to go through and talk about all these great programs. And unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time. But the general, I mean, the logistics of these camps, I mean, are they long, month long, summer long? Walk us through that.
They're all a week long. So we have 8 weeks of camp, and they all last for a week. Some of them are half days, especially for the littler kids. So they might run from 9 to 12:30. Mm-hmm. And others run a full day from 9 to 4. So you enroll for a week.
That's really cool. Now, do kids often do more than one camp?
Often. We see kids over and over each summer who come back to get better, to hone their skills. And then sometimes our dream happens and they grow up and become counselors. So they
awesome.
Stay involved, and that's really great.
Kids up to 48, right?
Absolutely. You are welcome.
Well, actually, that's I'm being silly there, but I mean, what are the specs? I mean, who can? I mean, age limits, and how do you get involved in this? Do you just show up? Do you have to make application?
So all of the camps are listed on our website, and there is a very wide variety of them. They are open and directed at kids who are anywhere from pre-K. We have some pre-K kids who are in there tinkering and having a lot of fun through teens. So we have some teen programs this year.
Okay. Well, we have more to talk to you about. But before we go to break, with regards to the camps themselves, where do people go to get information about participating in these?
Sure. I would encourage anyone who's interested to visit our website, which is www.museumofdesign.org. And if you look at the Learn tab, you'll see summer camps listed there.
Got it. Okay. Laura Flushi, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with Laura Flushi with Moda.
Laura, I love the thought that your exhibits are always changing and that there's, you know, nothing static. And every time I visit, I see something different. I know you're getting ready to open a big new show. What is it? And tell us more.
We are. We're really excited to open a show called Making Change, the Art and Design of Activism. And it looks at a movement that's become incredibly popular in the past years, not just across the U.S., but globally. That's called craftivism. So it looks at the place that people are using traditional crafts. So we might be talking about quilting, embroidery, cross stitch, ceramics, things people have been doing for generations and generations, but combines the making of those things, the crafting of those kinds of objects with activism. So people are using cross stitch as a way of expressing their ideas about social justice or human rights. Mm-hmm. So it'll look at a wide variety of artists and designers who are doing that.
That's neat.
I love that. Good look. These are interesting times, shall we say, that we live in. And there is, well, at least what seems to me, a lot more activism going on, a lot more things that people are concerned about. And unfortunately, there's elements of that that are becoming kind of confrontational and some of it filled with angst and hate. Now, this is a way to do this in a very loving way. And this is a great idea. How did this idea generate?
This is something that's been going on really for a very long time. So there's a whole history of craftivism that in the United States goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
So to women sitting, quilting, doing handcrafts, and steering the world in their own quiet way through those particular crafts. Now, it's not just women. There are a lot of men involved. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people across the gender spectrum who are involved. And this particular exhibition came into being at MoDA because we started offering something called subversive cross-stitch classes about 9 or 10 months ago. And we did it because we thought it would be fun and people might be interested. And we discovered they sold out rapidly.
Wow.
So we kept expanding them to be feminist icon cross-stitch classes. We offered more and more. And we realized as we talked to the people coming to these classes, and as we started diving into the movement in the media and seeing what was happening and hear how people are talking about craftivism, that there's a real appetite for this. And a lot of people call it quiet activism, because it's a contemplative thing to make something. So you're really sitting and thinking carefully about what do I think and how can I make change in the world as you're crafting something. So we decided to pull an exhibition together, and we reached out to a woman named Betsy Greer. She's out of Raleigh, Durham. And since about 2003, she's been writing about craftivism. Ooh. She has a book called Craftivism. And we invited her to join us in curating an exhibition and have been working on it ever since and are about to open it. So we can't wait to see what the reaction is.
That's cool.
Subversive cross-stitching.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, we are now doing cross-stitch classes that are Hamilton cross-stitch classes.
Yeah.
So combining the subversion of Hamilton with that traditional medium.
I love it. You know, speaking of other interesting, quote, conversations that you have at Moda, you have a series that you call Design Conversations. You had one recently that I think would be of interest to our ERIF audience, one with David Butler and Brett Hagler. Tell us about that conversation.
Yeah, every month Moda brings in a nationally renowned designer who presents a design conversation to design professionals in Atlanta or design-interested public. And in April, we brought in two designers who had a conversation on the stage. One is David Butler, who heads up design at Kids 2, and he was at Coca-Cola before that. But he wasn't talking about his work as a designer. He was joined by Brett Hagler, who is the founder of an organization called New Story. And New Story's goal is to provide homes for people who do not have them. So Brett and David sat and talked about the amazing growth of this not-for-profit organization, New Story, about the way they've integrated design into the business model of raising money and creating these homes, even going so far as at South by Southwest this year, unveiling a 3D printed house that they hope will impact their work and make it faster and less expensive.
Fascinating. I remember hearing about that presentation at South by, I wish we had had the chance to come see David and Brett make that presentation. It would have been fascinating. Kara, I think we're going to start talking more and more about 3D printing in this industry, not just for serving a community such as what David and Brett were talking about, but I think we're going to start seeing it integrated in all across the board.
Oh, yeah. They're using 3D printing to print building materials, and we see the house here and there, and it's just fascinating what they can do.
Yeah. Laura, I hate to say it, we're running low on time, but I do want to give you a quick chance to kind of dump a bunch of information at once. All these things we've been talking about today, these camps and the upcoming exhibits and these design conversations, where do people go to get information on all of that? Where do they go to get more involved in Moda in terms of supporting, providing financial support or volunteering and any of that kind of information? Or corporate events, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. First up is our website, museumofdesign.org. If there's something that you don't understand or you want more information about, always feel free to give us a call, 404-979-6455. We love talking to everybody, so we'll be happy to help you out. And in terms of supporting the museum, we really ask our community to become what we call sustaining members. So we have a program by which you can make a monthly donation at a price that's right for you. And along with that, you get free admission to the museum, as well as discounts to various events that we have, our camps, our classes, and invitations to get involved in lots of different ways.
Outstanding. Laura Flushy, the Executive Director of the Museum of Design Atlanta. Laura, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much. What a pleasure.
Pleasure was ours, I assure you. All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Laura Flushy, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again bright and early tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.